This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. I've got a self-defense recommendation for you today. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com and also longtime prepper, survivalist, trained in handgun combat, long-range shooting, tactical hand-to-hand combat, edge weapon defense, and so on and so forth. And I've used a lot of gear for many, many years, and I have carried a lot of gear for many, many years. I carry a Glock virtually 24/7. I carry a knife 24/7, at least one. And because I've done this for over 10 years, I have a lot of very, very practical experience to share with you on what works and what doesn't work, what's total junk versus what will actually save your life. I've had to deploy these weapons in emergency situations several times. And so I really have, and I've also, you know, carried them actively on a ranch, meaning I've been able to test this gear, how it performs when a bunch of dirt and grime gets into it, when it gets wet or rained on, whether it maintains its integrity when you're walking around with it every day, or working with it, or riding in a tractor with it, or taking care of animals, whatever. What have you. So I have a lot of experience, and I'd like to share this with you so that you can be safe. Now, why is this important? And then I'll get right to the recommendations. But why is this important? Well, we live in very uncertain times. And I know there are a lot of delusional people out there who think everything's great. They believe what Obama told them when he said unemployment is low. Really? Then why are there 95 million people out of work in the United States if unemployment is low? Most Americans are living in a delusional fairy tale land where they think they can always call 911 to come protect them. But they've never lived through the kind of history that we're about to be making as things reach a crescendo of social chaos, a protest, possibly civil war. For lots of reasons I've talked about in other podcasts. So most people have no idea how little protection they actually will receive when it all starts to hit the fan and they have to fend for themselves. Remember that the whole idea of having police is so that citizens can delegate self-defense to other professional people whose specialty is defending the citizens against aggression, against violence, against physical, you know, criminals, murders, rapists, and so on. So citizens have delegated that task to specialists. But when those specialists aren't reachable because there's a power failure, or the grid is down, or there are too many gangs that have been unleashed upon your city and not enough cops, then guess what? That task of self-defense that you have delegated to those class of professionals, men and women in blue, collapses back onto you, the individual. And this is why there is a Second Amendment in the United States Bill of Rights, because it talks about the individual right to exercise tools of self-defense. And interestingly, on that point, the U.S. Supreme Court recently decided that the Second Amendment extends to stun guns and knives and machetes and baseball bats and even spiked baseball bats, the zombie skull crushers that you might have in your home. You know, just in case, right? But it's not just about firearms. It's about all the tools of self-defense, including tools that did not exist when the Constitution or the Bill of Rights was written. So with that said, you need to think about your own self-defense. And I've talked about this many, many times over the last decade at least. So let me get right to the recommendation now. Today I'm talking about knives, and I don't know if you can hear that sound, but I just deployed my favorite knife, and I'm going to share this with you after over 10 years of carrying this ultra-reliable knife and having a lot of other junk knives have lots and lots of problems, I'm going to share with you the brand of knife that I strongly, strongly recommend. And that brand is Emerson. And I believe their website, actually, let me see. Yeah, EmersonKnives.com. That's E-M-E-R-S-O-N Knives.com. Now, Emerson Knives has no idea that I'm recording this. This is not a paid promotion for Emerson Knives. I'm just sharing this with you because their stuff actually, literally, works. And a lot of other knives are total junk and don't work. And actually, I placed an order for more Emerson Knives before I recorded this because I kind of secretly hope that too many people don't hear this and then end up buying all the inventory at Emerson, and is where I can't even buy any more knives there anymore. So Emerson is a U.S.-based knife maker, and they make extreme-use knives for real-world people, everyday carry knives that really function, knives that are essentially bulletproof. And I've purchased many knives from Emerson over the years, and they have their knives are just fantastic. I've got one I'm looking at right now that is a karambit knife that is so worn down that the handle is almost smooth, even though it doesn't come that way. It comes with a texture. Now, you might ask, what makes these knives so special? And let me explain. If you're buying knives on, let's say, Amazon.com, you are buying, for the most part, total crap knives. They will not work. They're just for toys. They're for display. They totally suck. Real knives have thick liner locks or other kinds of locks, and I guess you can find some real knives on Amazon at the higher price range, but most of the knives on Amazon or that you find at Walmart or what have you are total crap. So an Emerson knife, like the one that I have right here, this is a karambit with a ring, a finger ring on one end and a folding karambit blade on the other. This knife, I think, runs about $270. Now, that's what you should expect to pay for a quality knife that's actually useful, that won't let you down. But this knife, in particular, has a couple of amazing things. Number one, the ring on the knife is a lifesaver. Using a technique that I'll probably have to show on video at some point, you can clip the knife to your belt, your pocket. And when you use your index finger through the ring of the knife to pull the knife out of your pocket, the blade is deployed automatically as you pull the knife out of your pocket. This is due to a feature that only exists, as far as I can tell, on Emerson knives. I think it's called the wave feature. I think that's what they call it. I'll poke around their website and see if that's true. Anyway, it's just some geometry on the outside of the blade that causes the knife to catch on the lip of your pocket, and it pulls the blade open as you pull the knife out of your pocket. Now, why is this so important? The reason is it is not a switchblade. It has no springs. There are no complex mechanical parts, and yet the knife actually deploys faster than a switchblade. But because it's not a switchblade, it is legal in places where switchblades are illegal. I don't like the idea of switchblades. Anyway, switchblades are weak. They break easily. They're really a horrible design. They suck, basically. Don't even think about switchblades. Real people who use real knife gear do not use switchblades, believe me. But this wave design on an Emerson knife is better than a switchblade. It deploys more quickly. And this ring on the karambit means that you can do amazing things with this knife that you can't do with any other knife. You can grip another object while the knife is still attached to your index finger. You can literally, if you have to, you can grab a doorknob, you can open a door while you still have the knife. I mean, think about that. Not very many knives allow you to do other things with the hand while you're still holding the knife. You can also potentially, if you want, you could punch somebody while you're still gripping the knife in a what's called a defensive position. you could, now I know a lot of you aren't into punching people. It's probably not, you know, not a thing to run around doing all the time. But if you had to in a self-defense situation and you did not want to, for some reason, use a knife on someone, you could have the knife in your hand in a defensive grip and you could punch someone without losing the knife. It also makes the knife extremely difficult for someone to take away from you. In fact, if someone were to try to snatch this knife away from you, because of this ring and the way that it's deployed on your index finger as you pull it out of your pocket, someone would very likely lose a couple of fingers trying to take this knife away from you. Believe me, if someone tried to take this Emerson knife away from me while I have it in my grip and I have my index finger through that ring, they're going to lose some digits. And I don't mean integers, I mean fingers. They're going to lose some digits, no question about it. So it is the ultimate knife for self-defense. And for this reason, I've been carrying this knife for many, many years. I don't know exactly how many. I think I got this when they first came out with it. So maybe the earliest version of this knife they ever had, I got it. And I've been carrying it ever since. And it has not failed me ever. Not one time. And I have used it to open thousands and thousands of boxes. I've used it on the ranch. I've used it as a tool. I mean, I have carried this thing everywhere imaginable. I carry it for self-defense. I carry it as a tool. I've used it to cut cords and ropes, and sometimes packing bands that are on packages, you know, straps that are around boxes, things like that. And I've even used it occasionally to cut small wires or cables, which I don't recommend, but the blade is so sturdy and strong that it's held that edge nicely. I've only sharpened it a few times in my entire life of carrying it. I've probably sharpened it 3 times. That's it. And it's still held a very nice edge. You can break the tip if you drop the knife, but that's true with any knife. So there's nothing, you know, there's no weakness to it. The blade is curved, which actually, in my opinion, I like that shape for the use that I have. And it has the wave function on the outside of the blade has a very, very strong place to put your thumb when you're in an aggressive combat grip with this knife. So it's a very, very good combat knife, even though the blade is quite short. It is the configuration and the ergonomics of it are just outstanding. Now, like most Emerson knives, you can move the the clip, the holding clip, which is a metal piece. You can move it from one side to the other. And for some reason, Emerson always ships these knives with the clip on the wrong side from where I want it. I'm right-handed, so I don't know why that is, but they always send knives with clips on the wrong side. So I always take them, you know, unscrew them, and screw them back in on the proper side, and I use some thread lock on those small screws to make sure it stays in place. So if there's any suggestion to Emerson, it would be put the clip on the correct side of your knives. I have no idea. What are they making them for, left-handed people or upside down people? I have no idea. But when I put an Emerson knife in my pocket, I want the loop to be accessible to my index finger, and I want to open it by pulling the knife forward and up and deploying it into a defensive position. So again, emersonknives.com is where you want to go with this. The karambit with the loop, it's the only knife line that they have with a loop in it on the handle that you put your finger through. And they've got a bullnose karambit. They've got Phantom Super Karambit. Let me see what else they have here. Karambits. They've got a Tonto, I think. No, a CQC7 Karambit, which is like a close quarters combat Karambit. Yeah, that's it. They've got the combat Karambit, the CQC7, and the bullnose. For me personally, I like the combat Karambit the best. You can expect to pay, again, about $270 for that. One final word on this. Be extremely careful with this knife. If you think you're going to toy around with it and twirl it on your finger because you have a really cool knife with a loop in it, you think you're going to twirl that thing around and just have fun, show your friends how cool you are, you're probably going to end up needing stitches. So if you are going to screw around with your knife, you should get a karambit trainer, which has no sharp edges. And that is way, way better to use. I strongly recommend that you don't screw around with twirling this knife around on your finger. I've seen people pick these up and try to spin it on their finger, and they've actually cut their own wrists with it. It's like, hey, dumbass, that's actually a very sharp blade. Don't twirl it around on your finger with your wrist exposed like that. But then again, you know, you can't fix stupid. And especially if it all does hit the fan, we're going to see a whole lot of stupid not make it through for all the obvious reasons. So don't be one of those people. Be smart. Realize that this is a very, very sharp edged blade tool / weapon that can cut you if you don't use it correctly. And obviously don't let kids pick this up unless you've got very responsible young adults that are well trained on the safety of these tools. Like kids that grew up on a farm and, you know, they live in the real world and they're not just these dumbass little kids who live on the Xbox and have never been outside. They don't know what knives are. I'm not even going to go there. Don't have time to talk about how insanely stupid they are. So, in the real world, this is a real knife. It can really save your life. It can really be a tool that helps you, but you do need to practice serious safety when using it. So, again, this is a completely independent review, not being paid by this company. In fact, me mentioning this is going to hurt my ability to buy products from them because they might be sold out of certain models after this goes out. Who knows? Nevertheless, they get my highest recommendation, and I think they're a company worth supporting. You know, they're an American company, and they make very, very quality products. Yeah, you're going to pay for that quality, but if you don't pay for quality now, you're going to pay with your life later by relying on some cheap-ass knife that's going to get you killed because it fails. So if your life is worth anything, buy a real knife. Buy an Emerson. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear all my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Stay safe. When the zombies attack, take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.